news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6.05, FM Talk 106.5. Heading for high around 61 today, 39 now. Check Dr. Bill's full forecast coming up right after traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident with injuries. I-10 westbound between Theodore Dawes and McDonald Road. An overturned vehicle in the median happened about 5:30 this morning. Also, Foley Police Department working a two-car accident, Highway 59, just south of the Foley Beach Express. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road in Mobile. They offer the Lloyd made by Cavalier. It's a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath with lots of upgrades, including a theater room. Call 649-2077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be warmer with temperatures around 60 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with occasional showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5. Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press Register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
607 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Another chilly start, 39 now at our studios. Warmer air on the way. Dr. Bill talks more about that at 6:35. Right now, we check headlines with Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean and Dalton. Good morning, everyone. It is 6:08. I'm just going to go with 6:08.
Give it 8. I'll take 8. You think you should call that my old program director. Says, Sullivan, you rubber clock. You rubber clock.
You watch your mouth,
rubber
sir.
Clocker.
Okay. It's Wednesday, though, right?
That's correct.
I like to say that because we're halfway through the work week. Sometimes people need that extra oomph.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get you to your headlines. Two teenagers from the Wilmer area are missing at this hour, and the Mobile County Sheriff's Office needs your help. Alabama law enforcement agency officials say 17-year-old Thomas James Baker and 16-year-old James Leon Baker were last seen on January the 11th in the Wilmer area. They say James was wearing a camouflage pants, an orange shirt, and a dark-colored sweatshirt. They say Thomas was last seen wearing blue jeans, a white shirt, and a dark-colored sweatshirt. If you have information about their whereabouts, please contact 251-574-8633. Just 2 days into her new term as governor, Governor Kay Ivey shaking things up with her staff. We now know that former Congressman Joe Bonner will replace Steve Pelham as Ivey's chief of staff. You'll recall on December 1st of last year, Bonner joined the administration as a senior advisor. Pelham has been Ivey's chief of staff since she was the lieutenant governor in 2011. Pelham leaves his post to become the vice president for economic development and chief of staff for Auburn University President Stephen Leith. Bonner represented Alabama's 1st congressional district in Southwest Alabama from 2003 to 2013. He resigned from Congress in 2013 to take a job as vice chancellor of government relations and economic development for the University of Alabama system in 2013. As for Governor Kay Ivey, she was just sworn into office for her first full term this past Monday. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thanks, Kelly. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, Dr. Bill's forecast is going to be clutch, too, going into this weekend. It might be one of those two-part weekends. We'll find out which day is the better one to be outside coming up.
I love this time of year.
family, friends, football, and shopping. On the other hand, those bills. But with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn up to 2.5% APY on everyday purchases, from groceries to that new Good Luck team jersey. So, while the bills will always be there, at least you're getting rewarded on the purchases you're making anyway. Switch to Kasasa checking at Century Bank, where we take banking personally. Member FDIC. Qualifications and rules may apply.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Airbus will break ground this morning on a new assembly line that will be used to build their new A220 jets. It will be built adjacent to the existing A320 facility. The new assembly line is expected to create 600 new jobs. Crestview police are looking into the disappearance of a U.S. Army Special Forces sergeant who has been missing since Friday. Investigators say 23-year-old Greco Tucker Jr. did not report for duty Monday morning. His colleagues call him an exemplary soldier. Fairhope's new police chief says she'd like the city to have a traffic division. Chief Stephanie Hollinghead believes traffic is one of the biggest challenges in the rapidly growing city.
We had a traffic division at one point. I would love to go back to a traffic division.
The University of South Alabama football stadium being constructed on campus now has a name. The stadium will be called Hancock Whitney Stadium. Hancock Whitney has the naming rights for the stadium for 10 years. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Fairhope Brewing Company invites you to their 6th anniversary party, Saturday, January 19th, starting at 2. Celebrate the 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon-themed party with 40 beers on tap, including A Few Good Hops, Fruit Loose, and Hazy Man IPA. $5 gets you in the door and includes a commemorative glass. Food trucks will be on site while you enjoy great live music all day, performed by Edward David Anderson, Brown Goose, and a Van Morrison tribute band. Don't miss the 6th anniversary party on January 19th at Fairhope Brewing Company.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now, 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Good morning, 613 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Yesterday, in a special announcement, the University of South Alabama announced that the new on-campus football stadium will be called Hancock Whitney Stadium. After the university and Hancock Whitney Bank agreed to a 10-year deal that gives the bank naming rights to the new stadium. According to the school website, under the terms of the 10-year agreement, Hancock Whitney will provide the University of South Alabama with an array of financial and investment services. The stadium is currently under construction and scheduled to open in 2020. First home game for South that year will be against Grambling State on Saturday, September the 12th. High school football ended over a month ago, but yesterday was a big day for many local players and schools at the annual Mr. Football Banquet in Montgomery. Ben Thomas of AL.com reported on the local winners, which include St. Luke's quarterback Jermaine Brown, who won 1A Back of the Year, Cottage Hill wide receiver Samario Flip Rudolph, who won 2A Back of the Year, Flemington quarterback Daquan Johnson earned the 3A Back of the Year award, UMS right linebacker Will Breland is the 4A Lineman of the Year, and Vigor defensive lineman Fred Austin won 5A Lineman of the Year. These two guys aren't local, but I know they're important to many around here. Future Alabama quarterback Talia Tagovailoa of Thompson High School won the 7A Back of the Year, and future Auburn quarterback Bo Nix of Pinson Valley won 6A Back of the Year and the prestigious Mr. Football Award. In SEC basketball, number 3 Tennessee won its 11th consecutive game, blowing out Arkansas 106-87. Number 12 Kentucky beat Georgia 69-49. Number 18 Ole Miss finally lost their first game in conference play, losing to LSU 83-69. And number 24 Mississippi State beat Florida 71-68. Tonight there are 3 more SEC games. The 14th-ranked Auburn Tigers take on Texas A&M at 6 p.m. in College Station. You can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5. Also at 6, Vanderbilt hosts South Carolina. And at 8, Alabama is on the road to face Missouri. In the NBA, Trae Young had 22 points and 11 rebounds as the Atlanta Hawks beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 142-126. The Philadelphia 76ers scored 83 in the first half.
Embiid throwing down 2. He's got 20. And a foul as well.
Philly destroyed the Minnesota Timberwolves 149-107, and Golden State set an NBA record scoring 51 points in the first quarter.
Final 5 seconds. Durant in a 51-point quarter.
The Warriors dominated Denver 142-111. And the rest of the NBA, Indiana crushed Phoenix 137-97. Giannis Antetokounmpo had his 4th triple-double of the season, leading Milwaukee past Miami 124-86. And the LA Lakers were again without LeBron James as he recovers from a groin injury, but they still beat Chicago 107-100. 6:16 now, I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes, they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be warmer with temperatures around 60 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with occasional showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the 9th-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire, customer inspired.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com/FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on the scene of just one accident now with a mild delay with injuries. I-10 westbound between Theodore Dawes and McDonald Road. We've got an overturned vehicle in the median. Also, Foley Police Department working a two-car accident. Highway 59 in Baldwin County, just south of the Foley Beach Express. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
6:20, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday. It's time to check headlines. Ladies and gentlemen, Kelly Finley.
I appreciate the intro.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Sean Gertrude Sliman. I don't know your middle name.
Sean is my middle name.
I know, but there's I know your other middle name.
No, there's the trivia question for today. Sean has gone by that my whole life, but it's actually my middle name.
I know. You've told this before, but I didn't know I could reveal it. Mm-hmm. So it's mine with Gertrude.
It's a secret.
Sean Sullivan is a weird name.
It is, but it's a family name. So.
It is 6:19 on your Wednesday morning. Good morning. We begin in Birmingham this morning as a judge has overturned an Alabama law which prevents the removal of Confederate monuments from public property. The story being posted by the Associated Press, a ruling issued late Monday by a Jefferson County Circuit judge, says a 2017 state law barring the removal or alteration of historical monuments violates the free speech rights of local communities. The judge says the law cannot be enforced, but the state could still appeal. The Attorney General's comments have had no immediate response to this posting of this new headline. The state, you'll recall, sued the city of Birmingham 2 years ago after officials tried to remove a 52-foot-tall monument which was erected to honor Confederate veterans in a downtown park in 1905. Birmingham's population is mostly African American, and the judge involved in this dispute says it's indisputable that most citizens there are, quote, repulsed by the memorial. A horrific and gruesome headline to tell you about as this morning the Dothan Eagle is reporting that a 36-year-old mom named Amanda Oaks has pleaded not guilty to charges related to the death of her 6-month-old baby boy whose body was found last summer in a motel room freezer. Oaks waived her arraignment on charges of manslaughter and corpse abuse. She was charged after the body of her baby, Curtis James Oaks, was discovered at a motel in Dothan. There was a man who was traveling with Oaks. His name, James Mathis. He's 28 years old from Gainesville, Georgia. Well, he was also arrested on a murder warrant in June after that body was found. Authorities say the baby died while being in the care of Mathis. Oaks says that she placed her son's body in the freezer when the smell became unbearable. Her trial is scheduled for March the 4th. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 6:22, FM Talk 106.5. We are in day, 26 mm-hmm. of the shutdown here. And those of you that thought this thing would be over last week on our online opinion poll question, you didn't win. But the majority of folks right now are looking at the end of January or within 1 to 3 months.
That seems to be right. There's I had the numbers here for a second, but the 1 week people that were so optimistic, it looks like that's come and gone.
Yeah, that is not a thing. So here we go. Another pay period. Two pay periods in now.
The last, they're going into the second, wrapping up the second pay period.
Right, so this will probably bring up more conversations out there on this. I want to throw in a story here about for Coast Guard folks in just a second, because I saw this story from USAA. Good news.
Right.
And then, Dalton, you had some, yeah.
Well, I have the numbers, and actually, okay. I said the people that said within a week, that was actually 0%. So we have smart listeners. No one actually thought the government shutdown would end within a week for us, but 50% say it'll end by the end of January, and 35% in 1 to 3 months, 9% in 3 to 6 months.
All right. Please, if you have not voted, vote online. Front page of FMTalk1065.com. I think it's our longest standing online opinion poll question ever as the shutdown continues. No, I was mentioning that story from USAA. What's up, USAA? This is good. So, Kelly, as much as you and I lament maybe that we get the USAA magazine, and I'd rather just have more rate reductions than getting the magazine, this is somewhere that I think it's good to put your money right now. Mm-hmm. Thousands, says here, a story from a press release from USAA, with thousands of Coast Guard service members and families facing financial hardship as a result of the ongoing government shutdown, USAA and Coast Guard Mutual Assistance are teaming up to help those service members and families in need. With the support of a $15 million donation from USAA, CGMA will disburse interest-free loans to Coast Guard personnel with the assistance of the American Red Cross Hero Care electronic funds distribution process. This is effective as of today. Coast Guard service members with dependents will be eligible for interest-free loans up to $1,000, while service members without dependents will be eligible for up to $750. The CGMA loan assistance is designed to cover an estimated 2 weeks of shortfalls due to not being paid, such as housing, essential utilities, food and child care, and is available to all Coast Guard service members. Coast Guard service members needing assistance should visit CGMAHQ.org. Comment here from USAA CEO Stuart Parker. Says USAA's mission is to be there for our members when they need us most. This initiative, together with our efforts directly supporting members, will help thousands of Coast Guard families. Goes on to say, since 1924, the mission of CGMA is unchanged to help members of the Coast Guard family in their time of financial need. They are needing that gift more than ever now. And that's from Kerry Thomas out of this Coast Guard, CGMA, the Coast Guard group here. They are working with USAA. So if you go online, you can just search. You can go to the CGMA.org website. Once again, CGMAHQ.org, or just Google this and you'll find it. But this is being rolled out as of today, and I know so many Coast Guard families here in our area. If people were wondering why that is, remember Coast Guard, because of Posse Comitatus and a mm-hmm. bunch of different rules, are not funded the same way through the same chain of funding as the other branches of the military.
Those are DOD.
Yeah, so it's DOD branches. So while those mm-hmm. branches are funded right now through mm-hmm. the shutdown, it's been in question. You had Congressman Bradley Byrne working on this bill to try to make sure Coast Guard families, Coast Guard members were paid, but that hasn't gone through yet. So this is a stopgap measure that USAA is stepping in and trying to help in the short term with the Coast Guard group here, and I say hats off.
Absolutely. It makes your heart happy to hear such news, and because they fall under the Department of Homeland Security. And this is right on time with USAA. You're wondering if they're reacting to the Commandant of the Coast Guard, Admiral Carl Schultz. Yesterday, he tweeted, "Today, you will not be receiving your regularly scheduled paycheck. To the best of my knowledge, this marks the first time in our nation's history that service members in a U.S. armed force have not been paid during a lapse in appropriations."
So, but this is just good to also just double back like we are, because I think people are scratching their head going, hey, why Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, why are they DOD. Getting paid? Right. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't know the different, why there's different funding structures. So that's why Coast Guard members are in a different position here. And this is obviously affects Coast Guard members everywhere. But I think about our folks and our families right here in our area. A bunch of folks with the Coast Guard here. So this will be of note. I'll tell you what, we'll link this stuff up on our social media feeds.
I'm doing it right now.
All right, you're always faster than me. That's for sure. All right,
I'll tag you.
And there you go. And then I'll just retweet it. Okay. That'll work.
Your headline, I'm fine with it.
Just ride some coattails.
Give him props.
Here.
No, give him props.
I'll just ride coattails. All right, 627 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill Williams on the way. And speaking of things, I guess it's not really weather, but things of the natural world. You know, I've kind of been a little bit obsessed on the number of interior United States earthquakes that we've had over mm-hmm. the last couple months. And this one, there's one interior one. They had a 4.4 earthquake recorded in north central Oklahoma the other day. And then this one overnight, this one's not interior, but the wrong coast here. Earthquake reported off the coast of Ocean City, Maryland.
Wow.
6:30 yesterday evening, right. According to the USGS, they said the earthquake hit 136 miles off the coast of Ocean City at a depth of about 6.2 miles. They said no chance of a tsunami, although they have people, at least 50 there on the coast, that reported feeling the tremble out there. But so two earthquakes in the last 2 days, not in California, not West Coast.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. For the third time this week, a threat has been made against a Mobile County public school. A post circulating on social media claimed there would be a shooting at Cosley Middle School today. School officials confirm a person of interest has been identified and is being questioned by police. Police will be at Cosley Middle School this morning. An emotional tribute for a Tate High School student and his sister killed in a DUI crash over the weekend. Students and faculty remembered Sean Banks and Antoinette McCoy at last night's basketball game.
What he meant to Tate High School and what the impact he had on the students, just an incredible young man.
fan.
The University of South Alabama football stadium being built on campus now has a name. The stadium will be called Hancock Whitney Stadium. Hancock Whitney has the naming rights to the stadium for 10 years. How would you like to win cash and lose pounds? That's what Scale Back Alabama is offering. The state-sponsored challenge begins next Monday. You can find a link to register on WKRG.com. I'm Jessica Taloney for News 5.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Welcome to Professional Collision.
Hi, I need help. I was driving my dad's car, and then this other car came out of nowhere, and...
That's a pretty big dent there.
Can you fix it before he gets back in town?
Sure, but how are you going to pay for it?
My dad's credit card?
Okay, young lady, we got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
First British Prime Minister Theresa May's deal for leaving the European Union was defeated in the House of Commons by an historic margin, leaving the UK to possibly face a post-Brexit future with its international trade crippled. And now correspondent Hadass Gold tells us the PM's job is on the line.
Immediately after that vote, Jeremy Corbyn, leader of the opposition party, the Labour Party, tabled a no-confidence vote. What that means is that tonight, members of Parliament will get the chance to say whether they support Theresa May and the Conservative Party as the ruling party in Parliament.
President Trump's Attorney General nominee tried to assure Senate Democrats in the first day of his confirmation hearings that he won't be a Trump loyalist, and William Barr said he will leave Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation alone. Barr returns for day two this morning. Democratic New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has taken a major step toward announcing a presidential bid, launching an exploratory committee for a White House run. Stock futures are generally flat in Wall Street's pre-market trading this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. British Prime Minister Theresa May faces a no-confidence vote today, a day after Parliament rejected her Brexit deal by an historic margin. May is battling to save her job after staking her political reputation on a last-ditch effort to win support for the divorce agreement she negotiated with the European Union.
Every day that passes without this issue being resolved means more uncertainty, more bitterness, and more rancor.
Though defeat was widely expected, the scale of the rout, 432 to 202, was devastating for May's leadership. Morgan Stanley analysts aren't getting too excited about Ford and Volkswagen's new partnership to jointly produce mid-sized pickup trucks and vans, as well as collaborate on electric vehicles, saying that Ford is still going to have to tackle most of its key problems alone. They say Ford's biggest challenge is the European business, a region where VW already has dominant scale and plenty of excess capacity. On Wall Street futures, are now mixed. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Cottage Hill, Leroy Stevens, got another accident with injuries. St. Anthony and North Broad Street. And then about a mile and a half delay westbound I-10 between Theodore Dawes and McDonald Road as they've got another accident with injuries in the clearing stages. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing for up to 60 months or $6,200 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with your EthiTalk 106.5 Traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 6:35, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, 39. Now as we get started on this Wednesday, you say what's coming? Colder but warmer beforehand? I mean, you got a big cold wave coming our way at some point soon, right?
Yeah, we sure do. Of course, yesterday we finally got some sunshine in the afternoon, and we warmed up into the 50s. 53 was the high yesterday. Of course, that's way below the normal. As for today, warm-up is going to begin, and we're going to warm up for the next few days, and then the season's coldest temperatures will move in here late in the weekend. As for today, look for mostly sunny skies, and we should reach around 60 degrees this afternoon. Now, tonight, mostly clear. We'll cool down into the 40s, around 42 degrees. And then tomorrow will be a partly cloudy day, more humid, and a southerly wind, and there's just a slight chance we could see a shower tomorrow, and the high will be around 65 degrees, so we'll move above normal. Friday, mostly cloudy day, and we'll see some showers around, and up to 68 degrees, possibly make it to 70 on Friday. At that time, a big storm system will be moving out of the Rockies and then across the Great Plains, and that's going to affect us this weekend. On Saturday, that storm will be in Arkansas and Tennessee, and we've got a very good chance for periods of rain on Saturday, and we'll get into the low 70s. Saturday night, rain again, and then turning colder because a strong cold front will be moving in, and there's an Arctic front. And so Sunday will be partly cloudy, breezy, and a high only in the 40s, possibly 48 degrees for the high on Sunday. And then the mercury really drops down for Sunday night. Looks like we'll get down into the mid and upper 20s. And those readings of 20s, upper 20s, will get all the way down near the coast. And Monday, well, a sunny day, but kind of cool. Only 50 to 52 degrees for Monday afternoon. But it won't be as cold Monday night. We'll see temperatures in the upper 30s, and then we'll warm up rapidly on Tuesday with a chance of showers. So this cold spell coming in on Sunday is going to last only through Monday morning, and then we'll begin to warm up. The weather systems are going to be moving rather rapidly. Now, I mentioned we're going to see some rain on Saturday. The big storm system that will move through Arkansas and Tennessee move very quickly. Therefore, I don't expect large amounts of rainfall. We may end up with half an inch at the most of rain on Saturday. But the big story, of course, will be the arrival of that Arctic front late Saturday night.
Okay, but it's not here long, but just long enough, I'm sure, to, we're starting to talk about 20s. It's going to mean some plants are going to have to be brought in or covered up, those kind of things, maybe even some pipes dripped out there. If it gets down to, you said, maybe even the upper 20s down on the coast, that means like the icebox in Mobile County, Mount Vernon, could, what, be down around 20 or not much higher than that?
They'll get down certainly into the mid-20s and possibly into the low 20s from some areas to the north of us. That's the way it looks right now.
Okay.
So the real heart of the cold wave is going to stay in the Midwest and then move to the Atlantic seaboard So we're basically on the fringe of that Arctic outbreak.
Wow, and it's still going to be that cold, and we're on the fringe. I can't imagine what it's going to look like further north. Must be some really cold temps.
And then, of course, that storm that's moving will move through Arkansas and Tennessee is going to continue to intensify, and it looks like it'll go right across around Maryland, Washington, D.C., And so there's a good chance that, again, heavy snow will be occurring up in that part of the country and could be affecting even New York City.
There it is. Dr. Bill, we will get an update from you on this as we get closer here to the weekend and find out really what those cold temps look like for Sunday night. And remind folks, too, high temperatures, low temperatures, dry years, wet years, all those kind of things that are markers as a weather year is laid out. They're laid out in the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, and we can pick up a copy now.
Yeah, we've been talking about that for a number of days now. Those copies are free, and you can find them at West Marine here in Mobile, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars in Cottage Hill Road in Robert Moore Christmastown, over in the Eastern Shore, in Fairhope at Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate, also Autocraft Collision Centers across Baldwin County and Robertsdale Power Equipment.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your update right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Headlines with Kelly next.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bonbon. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
640, not 840, 640. FM Talk 106.5. I was jumping forward,
oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a Wednesday.
You
so.
Just made the hearts of many teachers just drop.
That's right, 640, not 840. 39 degrees now in time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Way to throw it to me. Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, it's all yours. Take it.
640 on your hump day. Good morning, everyone. Busy day for the IRS. The very same day that they announced that they're recalling 46,000 furloughed workers, you know, those without pay, to handle our tax returns, mm-hmm. which is nearly 60% of their workforce. January 28th, that's the beginning of the tax filing season, and President Trump has promised that refunds will be paid on time. This, as thus far, only 10,000 people deemed essential have been working. Very same day they made that announcement, they've also announced that they've launched a new version of their free tax filing program.
What could go wrong?
Stop. The free online software program, accessible only through irs.gov on January 28th. The program is a public-private partnership between the Internal Revenue Service and the Free File Alliance and provides free brand-name tax software and electronic filing for taxpayers who earned $66,000 or less last year. More than 53 million taxpayers have used Free File since the program's inception 17 years ago. So Free File is available for any individual or family whose adjusted gross income for the year 2018 was $66,000 or less. I'm repeating that so you understand if you even qualify for this program. So if so, you can find at least one Free File software product that can be used based on your individual stipulations. The program covers workers, families with children, first-time filers, and seniors who meet the appropriate criteria. If you'd like more information, go to irs.gov/freefile. Free File is available now through mid-October, the deadline for extension filers. So if you're a procrastinator, you already know that there's help on the way. All right, vandals damaged the Environmental Studies Center here in Mobile. It's a nonprofit environmental conservation organization located on Gerby Road. A video posted on the group's Facebook page shows damage to a wooden fence and the following message. This is why we can't have nice things. Vandalism like this really cuts into our budget. It costs a large amount to feed and care for the wild animals that call the ESC home. It is a shame that we must now spend money, time, and effort on repairing our fencing along the road. If you have any information regarding this act of vandalism, please call the ESC at 251-221-5000, and they've also filed a police report. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. And 644 FM Talk 106.5, the ceasefire tech movement is taking over the region because the Southeast and Mid-South can't compete for the technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. So ceasefire is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach AP computer science, so ceasefire is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in their classrooms. They also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is a foundation for economic development, ceasefire is on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in our region. The future's out there, and the ceasefire tech movement is leading the way. Join that movement at ceasefire.com/tech movement.
MedSouth and Foley has been improving patient lives through a variety of healthcare services for over 30 years. They are well-equipped to help with all your medical equipment needs and accept most major insurances, including Medicare. MedSouth carries a large selection of CPAP machines and supplies, nebulizers and oxygen, even power wheelchairs. Back pain? Back bracing is their specialty. Better living starts with a visit to MedSouth on McKenzie Street in Foley. MedSouth, providing quality care for their patients and community every day.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Airbus will break ground this morning on a new assembly line that will be used to build their new A220 jets. It will be built adjacent to the existing A320 facility. The new assembly line is expected to create 600 new jobs. Crestview police are looking into the disappearance of a U.S. Army Special Forces sergeant who has been missing since Friday. Investigators say 23-year-old Greco Tucker Jr. did not report for duty Monday morning. His colleagues call him an exemplary soldier. Fairhope's new police chief says she'd like the city to have a traffic division. Chief Stephanie Hollinghead believes traffic is one of the biggest challenges in the rapidly growing city.
We had a traffic division at one point. I would love to go back to a traffic division.
The University of South Alabama football stadium being constructed on campus now has a name. The stadium will be called Hancock Whitney Stadium. Hancock Whitney has the naming rights for the stadium for 10 years. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
The Carrot Patch is celebrating 2019 with a dazzling new showroom on Hillcrest Road. Visit their new location to share in their excitement as they start the new year with the grandest of openings, featuring specials and goodies throughout January. The sparkle of diamonds, gold and silver in every case that's hard to resist, but the beautiful new showroom makes your shopping experience even more enjoyable. The Carrot Patch for that special life moment or just an I thought of you today gift. Visit the all-new Carrot Patch Jewelers now at 800 Hillcrest Road.
Good morning. This is Dalton Norwig on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Yesterday, in a special announcement, the University of South Alabama announced that the new on-campus football stadium will be called Hancock Whitney Stadium. After the University and Hancock Whitney Bank agreed to a 10-year deal that gives the bank naming rights to the new stadium, according to the school website, under the terms of a 10-year agreement, Hancock Whitney will provide the University of South Alabama with an array of financial and investment services. The stadium is currently under construction and scheduled to open in 2020. First home game for South that year will be against Grambling State on Saturday, September the 12th. High school football ended over a month ago, but yesterday was a big day for many local players and schools at the annual Mr. Football Banquet in Montgomery. Ben Thomas of AL.com reported on the local winners, which include St. Luke's quarterback Jermaine Brown, who won 1A Back of the Year. Cottage Hill wide receiver Samario Flip Rudolph won 2A Back of the Year. Flemington quarterback Daquan Johnson earned the 3A Back of the Year award. UMS right linebacker Will Breland is the 4A Lineman of the Year. And Vigor defensive lineman Fred Austin won 5A Lineman of the Year. These two guys aren't local, but I know they're important to many around here. Future Alabama quarterback Talia Tungavailoa of Thompson High School won the 7A Back of the Year, and future Auburn quarterback Bo Nix of Pinson Valley won 6A Back of the Year and the prestigious Mr. Football Award. In SEC basketball, number 3 Tennessee won its 11th consecutive game, blowing out Arkansas 106-87. Number 12 Kentucky beat Georgia 69-49. Number 18 Ole Miss finally lost their first game in conference play, losing to LSU 83-69. And number 24 Mississippi State beat Florida 71-68. Tonight, there are three more SEC games. The 14th-ranked Auburn Tigers take on Texas A&M at 6 p.m. in College Station. You can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5. Also at 6, Vanderbilt hosts South Carolina. And at 8 o'clock, Alabama is on the road to face Missouri. In the NBA, Trae Young had 22 points and 11 rebounds as the Atlanta Hawks beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 142-126. The Philadelphia 76ers scored 83 points in the first half.
Throwing down two, he's got 20, and a foul as well.
The Sixers destroyed the Minnesota Timberwolves 149-107. Golden State set an NBA record scoring 51 points in the first quarter.
Final 5 seconds, Durant in a 51-point quarter.
The Warriors dominated Denver 142-111. Indiana crushed Phoenix 137-97. Giannis Antetokounmpo had his fourth triple-double of the season, leading Milwaukee past Miami 124-86. And the LA Lakers were again without LeBron James as he recovers from a groin injury, but they still beat Chicago 107-100. I'm Dalton Orwig. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be warmer with temperatures around 60 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with occasional showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery. Traffic center accidents now. Cottage Hill and Leroy Stevens. Also, St. Anthony and North Broad. And still got delays westbound I-10 between Theodore Dawes and McDonald. At Wilmer Road, just a mile south of 98, they've got an accident with injuries. And on the high-rise bridge, southbound 65, you got a car versus a deer in the median. Are you starting the new year on a wellness plan? How about eliminating some post-holiday stress by visiting the newly renovated spa at the Grand Hotel, a 20,000-square-foot European spa? See them at grand1847.com. And I'm Kate. Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 39 now at FM Talk 106.5. 61 for a high today. More from Dr. Bill with the forecast coming up in just a couple minutes. Right now, we'll check headlines. Here is Kelly Finley.
All righty. No matter if you cheer for Alabama or Auburn or Alabama, because, you know, I don't play favorites, this is a win.
Okay.
If you have attended these schools, Auburn University, UAB, and the University of Alabama all had programs in the top 25 nationally in the 2019 U.S. News and World Report Best Online Programs Rankings. This is exciting stuff. So online degree programs are also known as e-learning or distance learning programs, as defined by U.S. News, are those who where all required coursework for program completion can be completed through internet-based learning technologies and where all instruction is delivered to students who are separated from the instructor. So Auburn University had the most top-ranked online programs of Alabama colleges and universities who were included in this ranking. So when U.S. News took a closer look at the programs offered online, we're talking about bachelor's degrees as well as master's programs in business, education, nursing, engineering, computer information technology, and criminal justice. Online MBA programs were separate from the business programs for their ranking, so kudos to the following. At Auburn, the Harbert College of Business online MBA program, Auburn's online graduate engineering program, UAB's online bachelor's degree program, UAB's online information technology graduate program, and their online graduate nursing program. The University of Alabama's Manderson Graduate School of Business and online graduate nursing program. According to U.S. News, around 3 million students took online distance education classes in either graduate or undergraduate programs nationwide. And then there is a media alert that was emailed yesterday, and I wanted to bring it to you. Here is the headline. Mobile's newest waterfront attraction cruises from downtown Mobile. So there's a press conference to officially announce and launch the newest attraction operating from Cooper Riverside Park in downtown Mobile. Mobile's own paddle wheel, the Perdido Queen, offers entertaining dinner and happy hour cruises from downtown Mobile. This new attraction will provide a unique way to see and enjoy Mobile's scenic waterways. And who doesn't love a paddle wheel ride? That's the question. This happens January 18th, which is Friday at 10 a.m. at the Mobile Convention Center dock. That's exciting news for the city. Port City, whoop, whoop. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 656 FM Talk 106.5. Pretty incredible stat out for 2019. If you don't count the time you're asleep, the average American today spends almost half of their life staring at a screen. That would be like almost 50%, right? A recent survey found that we actually spend 42% of our waking hours staring at a screen of some kind, or an average of 6 hours and 43 minutes a day. If you live to the average life expectancy of 78, that means you will spend the equivalent of 7,956 days staring at a screen, just under 22 years of your life staring at a screen.
Wow.
Three out of four people in the survey say they know they spend too much time staring at screens, but it's not stopping us. Here's one. This is a truism. When we even take breaks from one screen,
we go to
stare at another screen. 53% of the people in the survey say they take breaks from their computer so they can scroll through their phone.
Oh, boy.
Is that resonating with anybody?
Totally.
Anybody in here?
Yeah,
oddly, I guess not oddly, but TV's still the most common type of screen we stare at, followed by phones and then laptops. I am probably the inverse of that. I wouldn't say laptop, but computers, because what we do in here. So computer screen number one for me, phone number two, TV number three.
I would say phone for me, TV, and computer.
Yeah, I'm probably right in line with you, Sean. But I know iPhone now has this app, or it's part of the iPhone. It tells you how much screen time you have every week and whether that's down or up from the previous week. But that doesn't take into account all of the other screens.
Yeah, if you want to try to, was that like a tracker, like a fitness tracker? Like, I only did only did 26 hours this week. I need to do more next week looking at screens.
On the iPhone, and there's different colors, so it'll tell you, you know, you're up so many percentage points from this time last week or yesterday. And so if you're down, then all of a sudden you spend more time trying to match your own time.
You gotta catch up.
Yeah, how dare I?
Hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way, right here on FM Talk 106.5.